You're listening to the Save the Marriage Podcast. Your marriage can be saved and strengthened if you have the right information. Join Dr. Lee Baucom as he explores ways for you to improve your relationship and your life, starting right now.
Do you ever find yourself stuck, operating in a place where you don't feel like you're at your best? Do you find yourself watching almost from a distance, watching yourself react in ways that you know aren't good, and yet you're sucked into it? Well, today, that's what I want to talk about in this podcast. This is about the modes that we get stuck in. In fact, I want to talk about four different modes that can really work to undermine your efforts at saving your relationship, and then a couple of modes that can replace those. Now, what we're talking about today really comes from that deep place of the brain, that place where we are looking for the threats. I remember years ago having someone come into my office, and every time she and her husband would speak, she would fly into a rage. I remember another couple that I had come into my office, and every time they would get into a disagreement, one or the other would leave the room. Then there was another couple that every time something happened, they would get into a discussion and both of them were hell-bent on being right. And then I had another couple I remember very well that it seemed like no matter what they did, all they were trying to do was be spiteful to the other person. Well, just in those few little descriptions, you might identify yourself, but you're also identifying one of those four modes that I think we get stuck in. The first mode I want to talk about is the flight mode. Flight mode is when you keep fleeing the scene, or when a spouse keeps fleeing the scene. A flight mode is when something comes up and you avoid it. Now, let me be clear. I've talked many times about not having the relationship talk, not trying to have that long discussion where you try to win over your spouse and try to get your spouse to see that things are on a bad road, right? You're trying to convince them to stay in. That's not what I'm talking about here. Avoiding that big talk is up to you to say, I'm not going to bring that up. But what often happens is I find people saying, well, then I'm not going to have any talk about the relationship. And if my spouse tries to talk about the relationship, I'm just going to avoid it. Well, that really is flight mode. Flight mode means that you're not going to talk about the things, you're going to avoid your spouse. And sometimes they use the excuse that I said not to talk about the relationship. What I said was don't have the relationship talk. See, the relationship talk is that place where you've written the script in your mind, that you have all of the things you want to say because you just know that if you can just be logical and sensible with your spouse will wake up and you'll wake up from this nightmare and move on. That's not the same as the flight mode, which is where you're avoiding conversations and where you're avoiding interactions. Sometimes I have people say, you know, I haven't been in contact with my spouse for a while because I'm afraid of what might happen. Well, that's just a variation on flight mode, because instead of trying to find better ways of interacting, they're avoiding interactions. Whenever you avoid interactions, whenever you try to move away from your spouse, that is flight mode. And that includes whether there is a fight going on or not. So avoiding an interaction can be around an argument, but it can also be just around a discussion. Whenever somebody comes in, you get up and leave, you're in flight mode. Whenever the phone rings and you see that ID and you avoid answering it, you're in flight mode. Whenever your spouse says, let's talk about what's going on with our relationship, and you say, oh, I don't want to do that, you're in flight mode. So recognize that that mode does one thing. It keeps you from having any true interactions. You can't move forward because you're not having a truthful interaction. So let's add in another mode that happens, and that is fight mode. Now, fight mode is what happens, and every time your spouse comes at you to have a discussion, you find yourself getting into that fight. You get into an argument, you try to convince, you try to cajole, and the purpose for this mode is not so much about proving a point. It's about winning. Or at least not losing. And so fight mode comes up in arguments. It comes up in discussions. It comes up when the process becomes legal. You get into that fight mode and you find yourself stuck in that place. Now, let me be clear that both flight mode and fight mode are really fright mode, right? You've heard of the fight-flight response, and freeze is the other one, but those are all about fright mode. When you're frightened, when you feel threatened, you're going to tend to drop into a flight mode or a fight mode. Either of those can be destructive. But once you're in that fright mode, once you're in that defensive posture, I can promise you nothing good is going to come of it. Now, I can also tell you that it's perfectly natural for that to be a response. It's just one that you want to manage. And we'll talk about how to manage that in a bit. Just recognize that fight and flight are really about fright. They're about threat. They're about fear. They're about feeling like something's out of control and a very primitive part of your mind is taking over, that part of your mind that is all about making sure you don't lose. So how do you avoid losing? You fight tooth and nail, or you get away from the scene. Either one of those are ways of trying to avoid losing. Unfortunately, they rarely win in trying to save your marriage. They just keep you at a distance. So we have flight mode and fight mode, which really are both fright mode. And then there are two other modes. One is right mode. Now, let me tell you that as far as I've met people, everybody is convinced that they're right. If you don't believe you're right, you would change your opinion. That's just kind of human nature. So there is a part of this that is built into us. There's a part of this mode that's built in because whenever I believe something, I believe I'm right. And if I didn't believe it anymore, I would change my view to a different place. I wouldn't argue that same point. So let me ask you a question. Has there ever been a time in your life where you believed something, you had some certain opinion, and then somewhere along the way, something came along and it changed your mind and you changed your opinion? Well, my guess is that's a yes, because that's how we all grow and that's how we all change, that something comes along and challenges us and we adopt something new. Maybe you get some new information, a new way of seeing things, a new understanding because of what's coming your way or because of what somebody says or a book you read or a movie you saw. Something shifts your perspective. And when you have a shift in perspective, sometimes what you believe to be right changes. Now, unfortunately, because of human nature, we always think somewhere within us that we're right or we would change our view. And so we get stuck in that zone. We get stuck in playing right. And sometimes even when we change our opinions, we don't notice we've changed our opinion until someone points it out. The problem is that when we get to the place where we're unwilling to look at the evidence and we're unwilling to look at the other possibilities, then we're stuck in right mode. And a lot of times you'll see this with a spouse who is so determined to take apart a marriage because the relationship is wrong, because there's somebody else that proves that there's somebody else out there better, or that kids aren't hurt by divorce, or some other belief that you just can't get them to move from. My warning to you is that you have those same places. You have those same beliefs within you that you're sure that you're right. Otherwise, you would change your view. And so the problem is that this right mode sometimes becomes a bit dangerous, sometimes becomes a bit slanted because we convince ourselves to hold on to that one position. And sometimes I've noticed that I'll even argue a point that I know is not quite right, but I'll keep arguing it because I don't want to be wrong. Well, right mode is about a refusal to be wrong. And so even in your mind, as you're going through it, you might recognize that you're not fully convinced as much as you argue you are. And whenever you find yourself unwilling to admit that, you're stuck in right mode. The danger with right mode is that then you look like you're unwilling to listen to any other point of view. It shows a stubbornness and unwilling to move forward in the relationship. And so if your spouse has a different viewpoint, listening to that viewpoint with the possibility that you'll even change your mind can rescue you from that right mode. That doesn't mean you're going to change your mind, but the possibility is there that you'll change your mind. And so relaxing your right mode is helpful in the process of communicating. There's nothing more frustrating than arguing with someone who is so dead set on their perspective that they will not consider anything else. That place is an exhausting argument because you know it's not going anywhere. You can have the same debate day after day, and if neither one of you are willing to listen to the other, you're stuck in right mode. And then there's another one, and that is spite mode. Now, spite mode is where you decide to show how much you're angry by doing those little digs. And so with a spouse, maybe you're hurt and upset that your spouse has left, and so you refuse to help with the house, or you refuse to allow a child to be seen, or you refuse to support the other person financially, or you refuse to be in the least bit amenable to any changes in anything. That is spite mode. I'm going to prove my point. I'm going to twist the knife. You hurt me, by golly, I'm going to hurt you. The problem is spite mode keeps the process spinning. Spite mode is what keeps us stuck in a fight-flight mode, because no spouse wants to be around somebody who has no willingness to show compassion, no willingness to show understanding, and no willingness to fight fairly. Spite is not about fair. Spite is about showing your anger. It always is about something that is approving a point. So recognize that when you step into that spite mode, you continue to cut down the underpinnings of the fact that you could be a team together. All you end up doing is proving to your spouse that this can't work out, because you're acting in ways that prove it to the spouse. They're sitting there going, see, I told you you don't like me. I told you you weren't going to play fair. So spite mode can keep us stuck in the process, spinning around and around. So there you have the four modes that can do extreme damage to your relationship. Flight mode, fight mode, which are really both fright modes, and then right mode, where you refuse to see any other opinion, and spite mode, when you only want to inflict pain because pain has come towards you. Spite mode comes out of a place of pain and hurt. Notice that flight mode and fight mode also come out of a place of pain and hurt. In fact, right mode comes out of a place of pain and unwillingness to see the other perspective. All of these are about fears, and all of these fears lock us down. But there are two other modes that I want to talk about: sight mode and unite mode. Sight mode is being willing to see the bigger picture. It's being willing to say, you know what? I'm going to have to keep a vision on where we're headed, because whenever I keep a vision on where we're headed, it keeps me out of where we are right now, and it keeps me out of my anger, and it keeps me out of my fear, and it keeps me out of my threat. It moves me to a higher place because I'm looking down the road. Sight mode believes that something can change down the road just by continuing down the process. And we'll talk about how you do that in just a minute. Unite mode is very similar. Unite mode is seeing that the real task is bringing the two of you together, of creating that place of being a we, of being a team. Now, let me be clear, as I've said many times, that being a we is not about two people just kind of glomming together and being a big ego mass. It's about two strong individuals saying, we want to be a part of something bigger than each of us as individuals. We want to be about something that is about being on a team, about having each other's backs, about seeing each other as a unit. And so sight mode is keeping the perspective long term, not about the mess right now, not about the arguments right now, but long term. Unite mode is seeing that the long term is about becoming a team, about finding a place of being, as I refer to it, a we. So how do you get there? Well, I want to name five ways to get there. First one is you've got to lower your reactivity. Now, that's a tough one, but you've got to find some ways of not reacting to what you perceive going on. You're looking for the places where you can be empathetic to your spouse. So recognize that your spouse is not at the best place and you're not at the best place. And make sure that when you can, you lower your reactivity. When you find your blood pressure rising up, you find the adrenaline flooding into your system, when you find yourself tensing up, tightening up, recognize that you have now walked towards reactivity and you can step away. Big belly breaths, reminding yourself that those thoughts in your head are not necessarily reality, they're just thoughts in your head, and beginning to dial back your reactivity. Following on the heels of lowering your reactivity is assuming responsibility. And then let me be clear that when I say responsibility, I'm not talking about blame. I'm not talking about whether you're at fault or somebody else is at fault, but can you say, I'm going to be responsible, able to respond, and choosing my path? Response able is assuming responsibility. So deciding you're going to step up and move into a responsible position, not a reactive position. So how do you do that? One is to find your why. Why are you working on saving your relationship? It can't be fear-based. Now, I've done a podcast in the past about that, and so you'll find the link to that podcast below where you can learn about how to find your why of saving your relationship. The next thing is to have a plan. And when I say have a plan to save your marriage, I'm talking about having a written plan, not having some ideas in your head, not having thought through it a little bit, but having a written plan. Because when you have a written plan, you have something else to step back into, to look at, to examine, to make sure you're following your plan. If you don't have a written down plan, it is time to write it down. Now, let me give you a little confession. I'm not a list person. I had a discussion last night with my daughter because my daughter and my wife love to make lists. In fact, that's what they're about. You know, they love to make lists, not so much whether they get followed to the T or not, but there's something comforting about making a list. I make a list because I have to make a list. If I don't make a list, my day is going to disappear and things aren't going to get done. So I have to make a list. They like to make a list. So when I'm talking about a plan, I'm not saying you create a plan because it's fun to make a plan. I'm saying you make a plan because it's functional to make a plan. There's a difference between fun and functional. Fun is just, it's kind of a good mental exercise. Functional is it gets you to a new place. So create your plan. Write it down. Make sure that you understand how you're trying to get there. If you're not sure about how to find your why, listen to the podcast. If you're not sure about your plan, grab my Save the Marriage system. If you've got the system and you're still saying, you know, I'm kind of stuck, check out my virtual coaching program, because in that program, I have a fill-in-the-blank plan to save your marriage. And I talk about how to create that plan. So then there's one more element. And after you've gotten past your why and your plan, there's about you. Are you showing up? Are you stepping up in the process? Are you really being the best person you can be? Because what you'll notice about those modes I talked about, they're not playing at your high game. They're playing at the low game. They're playing at fear. They're responding to the threats. But playing at your higher self is being able to say, you know what? I'm going to take the 30,000 foot view. I'm going to see the long-term piece of this. I'm not going to buy into the fears. I'm not going to buy into what my friends say or my family says. I'm not going to buy into what my attorney says just because that's what my attorney does, right? Attorneys who are divorce attorneys are about creating divorces. And so if you're about saving your marriage, recognize that you may be getting some pressure that is more about that process than anything else. But when you decide to take that view, you're taking the long-term perspective. You're saying, I'm working towards something bigger and more important. Create your plan and step into your higher self. Play from your higher place, not the lower place. Your higher place is about your aspirations, about your plans. It's about where you want to get. Your lower places is out of fear and negativity and concern. Come from a higher place. Bring your best self into this, and then you find the magic of this. Then you create the sight mode and the unite mode. Don't get stuck in the flight mode, the fight mode, which is really fright mode, or the right mode or the spite mode, but step into sight mode and unite mode and find your way to the rich relationship that's possible for you. This is Lee Balcom wishing you the best as you work to save your marriage.
You've been listening to Save the Marriage podcast. For more information and help, please visit us at SaveTheMarriage.com.